EY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A heat advisory begins at noon today and continues until 8 p.m. tonight. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 103. Southwesterly winds 20 to 30 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 80 tonight, partly cloudy. Highs level off around 99 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 91.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The House is expected to clear a bill today aimed at ending port bottlenecks and later pass a package of measures that Democrats claim will help bring food, fertilizer, and fuel prices under control. President Biden pitching the Senate-passed Ocean Shipping Reform Act as critical to helping bring down inflation, but its main impact on agriculture would be potentially lowering shipping rates and ensuring more access to container vessels. Inflation shaping up to be a major drag for Democrats in the midterm election. Speaking at the Port of L.A. on Friday, the president said foreign-owned ocean carriers that control U.S.-Asia routes have raised rates as much as 1,000% in just 1 year. He said he's hoping the House will act soon to crack down on the companies, lower the costs. In a conversation with the president last week, Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall said he told him farmers have lost out on more than $25 billion in agricultural exports over the last 6 months due to ocean shipping constraints, and that's unacceptable. The House will also consider the Lower Food and Fuel Costs Act, which is made up of seven bills, including a controversial measure that would create a special investigating office of USDA's Packers and Stockyards Division. Other measures of the package are intended to allow year-round sales of E15, fund additional biofuel infrastructure, and increase payments under the Environmental Quality Incentives Program for nutrient management practices. Also, increase funding for precision agriculture and establish a USDA-run agricultural and food system supply chain resilience and crisis response task force, as well as authorize loan guarantees for meat and poultry processing expansion. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are looking to hire new drivers with Class A or Class B CDL. Stop by either office in Marysville at 1194 Pony Express Highway or in Seneca at 1201 Baltimore to pick up an application. Again, Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are hiring new drivers with Class A or Class B CDL.
White Wichita Fire Department supervisor who texted a photo of himself wearing a sweater featuring a naked black man has been suspended for 3 days without pay in one of the harshest penalties yet over racist, homophobic, and sexist texts that were shared among the city's SWAT team members. The Wichita Eagle reported Sunday that Captain Keith Neiman shared the image in a WhatsApp chat with the message, quote, having a good morning at the firehouse, end quote. A firefighters union official said the city was trying to make an example out of Neiman because the police department was criticized for giving light punishments to its implicated officers. On Thursday, police received a report of a burglary at 300 East Ash Street in Salina. The victim reported suspects entering the building and took a substantial amount of copper wiring with an estimated value of about $30,000. Anyone with information is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 785-825-TIPS. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-American Network News.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
If you're looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer, well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
Six people were ejected in a crash on Sunday. It happened when an SUV rolled multiple times from the I-435 southbound ramp to eastbound I-70 in Wyandotte County. The Kansas Highway Patrol said that 35-year-old driver identified as Wilfredo Lopez Cartagena of Kansas City was traveling too fast for the curve, lost control, and rolled. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Three children ages 2, 10, and 15 were injured and transported to Children's Mercy and Overland Park Regional. The other four occupants, all between 20 and 30 years old, were injured. Three were transported to KU Med Center for serious injuries. One refused treatment. A Mayetta woman is behind bars after being stopped and arrested in Jackson County on several drug charges. Tamara Christian, 44, was pulled over near 126th Road and U.S. 75 around 2 a.m. Sunday morning. The Jackson County Sheriff's Office said Christian was arrested at the scene for possession of meth, violating the Registration Offender Act, and an outstanding warrant. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-American Network News.
Hail, according to Webster's, is frozen raindrops. Most of us define hail as a four-letter word designed to raise havoc with anything and everything that it comes into contact with, including your crops. You can't prevent the hail from coming, but you sure can minimize the financial loss the hail causes by taking out a crop hail policy. At Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, we offer all the options, such as two-hour binding and wind, so let us design a policy for you.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News. Troopers with the Nebraska State Patrol, with assistance from the Trident Drug Task Force, have arrested a Hastings man after locating more than a pound of methamphetamine during a traffic stop. The stop occurred at approximately 12:45 p.m. on Friday near the intersection of Highway 281 and 33rd Street in Hastings. During the traffic stop, an NSP K-9 detected the odor of a controlled substance inside the vehicle. A search of the vehicle revealed 17 ounces of methamphetamine. The driver, Robert Williams, 52, of Hastings, was arrested for possession of a controlled substance and no drug tax stamp. The Nebraska State Patrol is investigating a fatality accident involving a Sydney man near Bridgeport on Saturday afternoon. Dusty Tremblay, 65, was attempting to turn his Dodge Caravan east onto Highway 26 from a historical marker pull-off when the van he was driving collided with a westbound Dodge Dakota pickup at 4:20 p.m. Tremblay died at the scene. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
When it comes to your next quote-unquote new car, buying pre-owned is the new norm. And Midwest Kia is the perfect place to offer you the selection you need. We've got over 300 pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, and practically every make and model. You want a low-price, reliable economy car? Midwest Kia has it. You want a family sedan ready for your next trip? Midwest Kia has it. You want a luxury SUV loaded with options? Midwest Kia has it. You'll find your next vehicle at a price you want, and you'll always experience Midwest Kia's better way to buy. Want more? We'll also have extra appraisers available to get you the best deal for your trade-in. How about more? Many of our pre-owned vehicles are 2020s with less than 10,000 miles, so what are you waiting for? Midwest Kia is your one-stop shop. MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Severity of credit limit, down payment, APR, turn, and vehicle. This is credit tax and fees, expires month end.
The National Weather Service has confirmed that an EF1 tornado, which touched down about 3 miles south of Aikido, then tracked some 4.5 miles through Marysville Saturday evening, had winds topping 90 miles per hour. The storm system developed late afternoon in southeast Nebraska, then built and tracked south into northeast Kansas. A thunderstorm warning for Gage and adjacent counties north and west quickly transitioned into a tornado warning, with radar indicator rotation noted by the National Weather Service. Centered in Gage County, the front prompted baseball-sized hail in the Beatrice area. Multiple tornado sightings were observed. Wymore hit hard shortly after 5 p.m. Saturday. Marysville hit around 6 p.m. with significant tree damage and some downtown buildings damaged. Power was off for many area residents Saturday night into Sunday. The storm continued to track south, hit Blue Rapids and Waterville, then went to Manhattan. Manhattan reported nearly $10 million in damage, with over 20 homes damaged or destroyed by the tornado. Marysville had considerable tree damage. City streets were blocked for a time. Some downtown buildings hit hard. South wall of the Pepsi plant on U.S. 36 fell, including concrete blocks that fell onto a county sheriff's cruiser parked out front. The roof of the Marshall County Health Department was taken off, as well as Marysville Mutual Insurance Building. Less significant damage evident in East Marysville, but Hometown Lumber hit hard. The north front of their lumber yard was destroyed. Sections of U.S. 36 reportedly closed for a time. U.S. 77 was closed north into Nebraska, then south into Blue Rapids. The Blue Rapids community was hit hard with some tree and structural damage. Same reported in Waterville. Their community center became a public access point for those without power Sunday. Storm did not give up, driving into the Oldsburg area, then driving toward Manhattan as well. Restoring power, reaching out to those who need assistance were the first order of business Sunday. Dozens of utility crews, many from out of state, converged to assist with repairing down lines and power poles. A line was replaced between Blue Rapids and Waterville. Brush dump sites were busy from dawn to dusk. They remain open today. Tree and brush disposal site at Marysville is open 24/7. Please secure loads, no mixed trash or building debris. In Blue Rapids, the emergency brush and limb dump location is the empty city-owned lot west of 13th and Main Street. They have pink flags set up for that location. In Waterville, a brush dump is available at the west end of Walnut Street. City crews will also be canvassing area communities that were hit Saturday night. They'll pick up limbs and debris at curbside this next week. Please place these parallel to the curb away from utilities with branches no longer than 5 or 6 feet. Volunteers still welcomed into the work week. Those residents needing assistance may contact police or sheriff's department. With the Wymore community hit especially hard by the storm, the community center remains open for residents in need of cooling, and the Salvation Army will provide meals and food again today. Evergy, Nemaha Marshall Rural Electric, and Norris Public Power continue to repair the last of the power outages. Anyone who needs to reach Evergy should call 1-800-544-4857. Nemaha Marshall Rural Electric, 866-736-2347. And for Norris Public Power, 1-800-858-4707. Insurance adjusters will be arriving this week to assist with claims. Photos of damage will be helpful. Officials also ask those be shared, as disaster recovery funding must meet certain thresholds to qualify for assistance. KND will follow up in coming days as to where those may be submitted. We'll be reaching out to emergency management, law enforcement, and others, summarizing storm cleanup efforts and resources for residents affected. Those with information that may assist the public can reach out to KNDY. Leave a voicemail if we're not in, 785-562-2361, or email knday@bluevalley.net. Any businesses that could assist with cleanup or repairs may also contact KNDY to share contact information. Reminder, Marshall County Health Department closed for a couple of days as alternate location and arrangements are made. Stay tuned for updates. Remarkably, no injuries reported from the tornado and related storm Saturday evening. Advance warning certainly helping that. Robert L. Bob Welch, age 94, of Marysville, passed away June 1st. Massive Christian burial Tuesday, June 14th at 10:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Monday evening at 6:30 at the church. Chaput Bui Funeral Home of Concordia assisting with arrangements for Bob Welch. Betty L. Kit Miller, age 92, of Washington, passed away Wednesday. Private burial will take place with a ward funeral home in charge of arrangements for Betty Kit Miller.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing, and now they'd like to offer a free mobile deposit feature within the mobile banking app. Endorse, click, and submit your check image for deposit. It's a mobile fast world out there, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank of your future. Visit our website at ubankonline.com or your local branch for more information. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Staying sunny and warm today with our highs in the upper 90s and lower 100s throughout Iowa. The upper 90s and lower 100s throughout Nebraska. The upper 90s and lower 100s throughout Kansas. And the upper 90s throughout Missouri. South winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Staying very mild overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 70s throughout Iowa.
the mid-50s and mid-70s throughout Nebraska, the lower 60s and upper 70s throughout Kansas, and the upper 70s throughout Missouri. Staying sunny and cooler throughout Tuesday with our highs in the upper 90s throughout Iowa, the upper 70s and upper 90s throughout Nebraska, the upper 80s and lower 100s throughout Kansas, and the upper 90s throughout Missouri. South winds still between 20 and 25 and gusting as high as 35. There will be a chance for some showers and thunderstorms throughout Tuesday night, and more showers possible throughout Wednesday with a slight chance for sunshine. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-June, 85, record high on this date 107, the average low 64 and the record low 42. Sunset this evening 8:54 with sunrise in the morning at 6 a.m.
What was America's hottest summer? An enlightening look into the weather archives today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, June 13th, the 164th day of the year. Actor Tim Allen shares a birthday with Richard Thomas, who's still John Boy Walton to many of us. At your next extended family gathering this summer, you might ask your grandparents if they were around for America's hottest summer. About eight decades ago, the heat began in late June of 1936 when Lincoln, Nebraska began a string of 35 days with highs over 90 degrees. By early July, the Dakotas were frying in temperatures as high as 120 degrees. Even Detroit had a staggering 7 days of 100-plus heat. To this day, 15 state high temperatures still stand from 1936. It all occurred, remember, in an era before air conditioning. Something to ponder during an uncomfortable heat wave in the summer of 2022. That is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Ryan's Barbershop is open again and taking appointments Tuesday through Fridays from 9 to 5. Leave a message at the shop, 562-2815. That's 562-2815 for Ryan's Barbershop in Marysville, now open and accepting appointments for haircuts.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports K-State high jumper Tate Joshua Shankar is bringing a national title back to Manhattan for the second time in his career. Shankar was crowned the 2022 NCAA Men's High Jump Champion Friday with a jump of 7 feet 5 and a quarter inches. Shankar also won the outdoor national title in 2018. He was runner-up in 19 and 21. The New Delhi native finished his career as an 8-time All-American in high jump. The Wichita Windsurgs dropped the series finale 6-1 against the Arkansas Travelers on Sunday afternoon as the Surge committed five errors and struggled to find an offensive rhythm. The Windsurgs did lose the series, dropping 4 of 6 games. Wichita has won 7 series, dropped 2, and split a series thus far. The Windsurgs will continue their longest road trip of the season as they head to Tulsa for a 6-game series against the Drillers starting tomorrow. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
When it comes to choosing your next pre-owned vehicle, it's all about selection, selection, selection. Rusty Accord has that covered. And our selection includes much more than just Fords. Are you looking for a Chevy? We've got 25 of them. How about a Toyota? Choose from 20 in our inventory. In all, you can select from nearly 250 quality pre-owned vehicles. Want a Jeep? We have a dozen available. Choose from Dodges, Rams, GMCs, Kias, Nissans, and more. Rusty Eck Ford has them all. Cars, trucks, and SUVs. You should be your first, but we'll definitely be your last stop for your next pre-owned vehicle. And at Rusty Eck Ford, you can get used car financing as low as 2.9% APR or buy with zero down. Choosing your next pre-owned vehicle comes down to one thing. Selection, selection, selection. Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com. Offers with approved credit for tax and fees not all qualified. Limited term financing offers cannot be combined and expire in Minnesota. Inventory as of May 5th.
A former Kansas City Chiefs lineman and a member of the team's 2019 Super Bowl, Lawrence Duvernay-Tardif, is set to begin his medical residency in July of this year. Kansas City's favorite Canadian doctor will continue his medical career at McGill University in Montreal, Quebec. He announced the next portion of his educational journey on Facebook. He said, quote, "It's been 4 years since I graduated with a medical degree, and now it's time to start the last leg of my education," end quote. The Chiefs said goodbye to the beloved player in 2021 when he waived his no-trade clause in his contract, allowing the team to make a deadline trade with the New York Jets. Topeka native Andrew Beckler is headed to his first U.S. Open. Beckler made a name for himself as a high school state champion at Washburn Rural. Later in his career at Washburn University, he was named the 2021 D2 National Player of the Year. And he's not the only Topekan headed east this week. Gary Woodland, who won the U.S. Open back in 2019, is joining Beckler for his 12th go at the title. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Kickafer & Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickafer & Bussing at their two locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100, or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickafer & Bussing, where quality begins.
When you roller, send for Schroeder.
For complete body repair, see Jeff at Schroeder Collision Center. A family business for several generations, let Jeff and his quality crew help you with your auto needs. Schroeder Collision Center, 701 Carolina, 562-3546.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why John Bannister in Marysville focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on. Find out for yourself and put the life back in life insurance. Call on State Farm Agent John Bannister, 1022 Broadway in Marysville today.
Plantskid Animal Repellents offer all-natural, effective plant protection for your garden, trees, and shrubs. It's proven effective against deer, rabbits, voles, elk, moose, squirrels, and other herbivores. Plantskid is OMRI-listed for organic use, and you don't need to reapply after every rain or snow. Plus, it has built-in soil enhancement for bigger, healthier plants. Plantskid is made in the USA and available at independent garden centers across the country. Find out more at plantskydd.com. Plant a tree for Dad this Father's Day and grow memories for years to come. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Include Dad on the trip to the nursery. Selecting the tree together is often the best part of the gift. Once home, be sure to properly plant the tree in a location where it not only looks good, but has the right soil, sufficient light, and enough space for its mature size. Always call 811 at least 3 business days before digging in to prevent damaging any underground utilities. And avoid overhead wires so your tree has plenty of room to reach its full potential away from these utilities. No room for a tree? No worries. Plant a small ornamental or fruit tree in a container on your balcony or deck. Or sponsor a tree planting or adopt a tree in a national forest or your local park in honor of Dad. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Have insects such as aphids or fungus gnats invaded your plants? Fight back with Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits. Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests on indoor and outdoor plants. All-natural Summit Mosquito Bits kill fungus gnat larvae in container plants. Both products are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
home at 519 North 3rd Avenue East in Duluth, Minnesota, looks much like the one surrounding it. In fact, you wouldn't give it much notice if not for the small plaque there designating it as the boyhood home of a man that this city celebrates each spring. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Bob Dylan was born in Duluth, Minnesota in 1941. While he moved from here when he was just six, he came back to town regularly during those formative years, and that time probably had a big impact on the content of the songs he eventually penned.
He certainly saw the difference between the haves and the have-nots up close and personal in this town. He also was aware of the lynching in Duluth in 1920, so that there was an awareness of social injustice that was pretty serious.
Ed Newman shares the story of Bob Dylan from Duluth. Dylan won the Nobel Prize in Literature in 2016, and Ed says growing up in this climate had an impact on the words as well.
If you look through his songs, he frequently makes reference to things, weather and nature, and if you grow up in New York City, you don't see that as much.
Ed is not only a fan of Dylan's music, but helps with the annual festival here in his honor. Asking him his favorite Dylan song is hard to answer, given the many choices.
There's different seasons in your life, and there's a song for every season. The Slow Train Coming has got some great songs on it that was in his gospel period. So it's hard to say.
In late May each year, the city will hold a festival in Dylan's honor that draws plenty of artists and visitors to town.
It's generally a lot of music. There's been art events that occur often, because Bob Dylan's an artist as well. So there's kind of all these different touchstones related to Bob.
And folks will gather in the yard at 519 North 3rd Avenue East, the home where Dylan spent his first years. There's always a birthday cake and plenty of music to celebrate the famous singer and songwriter's work. Traveling the countryside in Duluth, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCray.
Keep your garden well watered down to the roots. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. A soaker hose reduces evaporation and puts the water right where it needs to go as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
It's planting season. Race against the clock season. Mistakes can't happen season. And no one helps you face it all like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that gets you in and out of the field faster. That makes your spacing and depth more accurate. And that gives you the confidence that this season will be your best season. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
A soaker hose in the heat of summer when there isn't a lot of rainfall. I run the hose down the rows of the garden and let it drip through the soil. Dennis Patton is an extension horticulture agent at Kansas State University. He says soaker hoses put the water right where it's needed with no loss to evaporation or wind. It's attached to a regular garden hose and the water seeps through thousands of tiny holes. Placement of the hose is important because Patton says gravity pulls the water flow straight down.
Normally that soaker hose is placed right alongside. Let's say it's a row of tomatoes. It's placed right along the side of the tomatoes or a row of green beans, or it may be wrapped a couple of times around the trunk of a young tree. You just got to make sure the water is weeping out into the established root zone of the plant.
The trick is knowing how long to leave it on. Patton says there is no magic number because manufacturers have different flow rates and everyone's water pressure varies. Keep in mind that too much water can cause just as many plant health problems as too little.
Usually the challenge with soaker hoses is a little less at one time, but maybe a little more frequent. So you're just putting enough water into the root system that the plant is using what it needs. It doesn't leach on out of the root zone. So it's really hard to say whether that's, you know, an hour a day, an hour every 2 days. It's just something you have to monitor, I think, and watch your plants and see what they're telling you.
Some people run the hose on top of the ground when needed. Others bury it under the mulch and leave it there. Patton says either way is fine, but if you bury the hose, make sure you know where it is so you don't accidentally chop it. Find more tips for using a soaker hose at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
Landall Company is hiring assemblers, welders, fabrication, and painters at both the Marysville and Waterville locations. Landall Company offers stable employment, excellent wages and a benefit package, and growth opportunities. $500 to $1,000 hiring bonuses, plus their newest benefit, fuel allowance. Apply online or learn more at Landall.com or phone 562-5381. Landall Company, an equal opportunity employer, welcoming vets and those with disability.
Farmers are worried about their economic prospects. That's ahead on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Who mapped the soybean genome? You did. Yes, you. Better varieties are on the way. Today's soybean farmers, that's you, are achieving big breakthroughs in seed. How? By pooling your resources through your Soy Checkoff. Your Soy Checkoff research sequenced the soybean genome to help seed companies and other researchers bring better varieties faster to your operation. See all the ways your Soy Checkoff is moving soy forward for you at unitedsoybean.org/hopper.
The latest Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer took a nosedive. Purdue Ag Economist Jim Mintert discusses the monthly poll of 400 farmers across the U.S.
The index of current conditions and future expectations, big declines on both of those. People were very uneasy about what's going on today in their farming operation and uneasy about where it's headed, right? No big surprise, though, given what's going on with the uncertainty.
Mintert says three big concerns stuck out.
Probably no surprise, given what people are telling us about input costs, that is the number one issue. 43% said higher input cost is their number one issue. Number two issue, and this maybe is a little bit of a surprise, is availability of inputs. Lower crop and or livestock prices came in third place.
The barometer reading is the lowest since April 2020. Another Purdue Ag economist, Michael Langemeyer, says it's a reflection on recent developments.
I don't think higher input costs would be chosen by very many people if you go back even a year. And then certainly availability of inputs, we wouldn't even probably ask that a year ago or 2 years ago. And so that one there is really interesting.
If you'd like more info on the Ag Barometer analysis, there's a link on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Men, save 20% off boots at Fashion Direct and Valley Vet Supply in Marysville this week during their annual boot sale. Featuring Durango, Double H, Wolverine, Caterpillar, Tony Lama, Keen, Ariat, Justin, Danner, Timberland Pro, and Red Wing Shoes. 20% off all boots in stock this week through Friday at Fashion Direct and Valley Vet Supply in Marysville. Open daily 8 to 7 Monday through Friday, Saturday 8 to 6 Sunday, 12:30 till 5.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. A cattle organization is extending its support for family ranchers and their mental health. As earlier this month, the RCATH USA, meaning the Ranchers Cattlemen Action Legal Fund, United Stock Growers of America, launches a virtual support group called No Ranchers Left Behind. It's a brainchild of Northwest Missouri cattle producer Coy Young.
I thought about it when I got home from D.C. testifying before the U.S. House Ag Committee, you know, on how I could help other guys out in the industry, how I could start something, a platform where we could all come together and either collaborate and even just have a safe space, a no judgment zone for guys to be there together to talk, you know, and it's all virtual. It's via Zoom. When I went out to DC and testified, you know, I was just looking at the numbers and everything. This is going to be a catastrophic year for guys, and we need someplace to go and vent, talk together.
He goes on to say that he did contemplate suicide back in 2020 as cash cattle prices stalled while the price of the meat counter continued to increase. An article featuring Young was published late last year in the New York Times, overall leading to an appearance before the House Agricultural Committee. And Young says the opportunity has encouraged him to reach out to other ranchers across the nation as well.
You know, it's just a safe space for guys. There's no judgment. We're all going through the same things, and hopefully it becomes a great thing. You know, a place for guys to come to and, you know, not feel judged, not feel like they're alone, because they're not alone. We're all in this together. We're all getting ripped off. And, you know, we can talk about it. We can complain about it. But hopefully maybe some solutions can come from it.
The No Rancher Left Behind support group does meet on Wednesday evenings via Zoom, so anybody in the country can join. Young notes that the support group is intended to provide a judgment-free zone for ranchers and does not provide psychiatric or other mental health guidance. Details and resources are available on the RCAF website at r-cafusa.com.
Hey, Wichita, Joe Conan here, general manager at Midwest Kia. I brought in some experts, my kids, to find out what people love about their Midwest Kia. Sawyer, what do you like best about Mom's Kia Telluride?
Probably the entertainment system, but it also has a lot of space for us, and I don't get car sick in the third row like a lot of other cars.
So, technology, space, and a great ride. I think you nailed it. Dad drives home a lot of Kias, right, Hayes? What's your favorite?
The EV6.
What do you like so much about the EV6, buddy?
It runs on electricity, which is good for the earth, and it looks really cool.
Sounds like good reasons to me. Gentry, who's your favorite person at Midwest Kia?
You, Gaggy.
Well, I like that answer. Kids, what do we tell our friends' parents?
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
You heard it straight from the experts. There are tons of reasons to love your Midwest Kia. Midwest Kia.
Fairbury Livestock Company would like to remind busy farmers and ranchers to check on animals and livestock often to make sure they have plenty of water to drink and shelter from the sun. Thank you for feeding the world. From your friends at Fairbury Livestock Company, come check out our cattle sales on Tuesdays.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, USDA reporting this year's corn crop nearly fully planted. How many acres actually represent is questionable still. Widespread planting delays up north, along with flooding in parts of the eastern corn belt, could impact some planted acres. In the latest crop progress and condition report, as of Sunday, 94% of the corn in the U.S. is planted, compared with the five-year average of 92, 78% emerged. 73% of the crop was in good to excellent condition, up a point from the first rating a year ago. Now, 78% of soybeans planted, compared with the normal rate of 79, 56% emerged. 79% of the winter wheat is headed. That's a little bit below the typical this time of the year. Harvest 5% complete, primarily in Texas and in Oklahoma, just about a point behind the average. 30% of the nation's wheat still good to excellent. That's up a point from a week ago, probably to some of the precipitation that has fallen. By the way, 82% of the spring wheat has been planted. The five-year average at this time of the year is 97%. 84% of cotton done, compared to 76 on average. And pastures and rangelands, good lexing condition at 28%. That's up 4 points from a week ago, obviously, due to the precipitation that fell over many areas. New major meta-analysis found the BT corn does not damage non-target organisms. The results were published in the USDA Ag Research Service, found genetically modified BT corn has little impact on non-target insects and other organisms, especially compared to growing conventional corn. BT corn is corn that's been genetically modified, so it produces proteins to control corn borer, corn rootworm, and other major pests of corn. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
Cattle mole love to be near streams. They munch on the grass, drink the water, and cool off. They can also cause damage, so limit their time there. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
It's planting season. Race against the clock season. Mistakes can't happen season. And no one helps you face it all like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that gets you in and out of the field faster. That makes your spacing and depth more accurate. And that gives you the confidence that this season will be your best season. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Running through a pasture often has lush grass, shade trees, and plenty of water. It can be an ideal place for cattle to hang out, but it's not a good idea on a continual basis. Steve Higgins is the Director of Animal Compliance at the University of Kentucky. He says livestock allowed to graze to their heart's content along a stream can cause significant damage to the area.
You get a compaction of the soil, you get erosion of the soil, you get a diminution of the vegetative growth down there, and so what you get is this hard, compacted, eroded area that doesn't have any vegetation to control runoff, to filter out any kind of pollutants, and so you have water quality problems.
To prevent these problems, fence off the area. If you need to cross the creek to get the animals from one side to another, he recommends putting in a stream crossing. It should also be gated on each side to keep the animals from loafing in the stream for too long. However, he notes that fencing doesn't mean you have to lose production in that area. It can be part of a rotational grazing system as you move cattle from one side of the stream to the other.
What you can also do is use that riparian area corridor to move the animals from, say, one side of the farm to the other where they flash graze that riparian corridor, say, in a half a day to a day and a half during a dry period of the season. Get them in there when it's not wet, you flash graze it, you still get the use of that forage that's in there, and then you use it as a corridor to transfer the animals from one pasture to another.
Sometimes you can't fence off a streamside area. Higgins tells people to do the best they can to manage the amount of time that livestock have access to it. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about streamside grazing at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Ag Markets from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Monday today. We've seen things mostly lower across the board for most of the trading day here. Grains still mostly lower. Livestock still mostly lower on the board as well for the cattle markets. We'll see how we close here a little bit later on today. We have seen things slow down just a little bit as we go into the afternoon here, but still mostly red across the board. July corn is still down 5.25 cents on the day, 2768 even a bushel. September corn's down by 3.75 cents, 2729. In the wheat market, July KC wheat's down by 3 cents to 11.59 and a half. September down by 3 pennies at 11.66. and a quarter. Over in the soybean market, mostly lower numbers here. July soybeans down by 37.75 cents to 17.07 and 3 quarters. August in the red by 33 and a quarter to 16.28 and 3 quarters. In the meal market, July soybean meals down 13.90 to 4.15.20, with the oil in the red by $1.45 at 79.36 cents. Over on the cotton market, mostly lower here. We see some green popping up in some of the later futures, but July cotton still down 22 cents right now at 144.84. October's down $1.84, sitting at 128.22. In the oats market, mostly lower numbers here as well. As July is in the red 11.5 cents to 6.39. and three quarters. Real quick in the livestock market, mostly lower numbers here for the cattle. As June live cattle's down $2.30 at $133.90. August in the red by 2.5 at $133.70. Feeder cattle, a little bit of red here. August down $3.25 to $171.22. September's also down $2.62 at $173.42. Lean hogs do have a little bit of green here, up a quarter right now at 108.05. U.S. dollar index today, they continue their growth that we saw from last week as the June index is up 63 cents right now at 104.78. 30-year bonds for June down 2 points at 133.30, and 10-year notes are in the red by a point.
Hey, Wichita, Joe Conan here, general manager at Midwest Kia. I brought in some experts, my kids, to find out what people love about their Midwest Kia. Sawyer, what do you like best about Mom's Kia Telluride?
Probably the entertainment system, but it also has a lot of space for us, and I don't get car sick in the third row like a lot of other cars.
So, technology, space, and a great ride. I think you nailed it. Dad drives home a lot of Kias, right, Hayes? What's your favorite?
The EV6.
What do you like so much about the EV6, buddy?
It runs on electricity, which is good for the earth, and it looks really cool.
Sounds like good reasons to me. Gentry, who's your favorite person at Midwest Kia?
You, Gaggy.
Well, I like that answer. Kids, what do we tell our friends' parents?
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
You heard it straight from the experts. There are tons of reasons to love your Midwest Kia. Midwest Kia.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
When thinking about respiratory disease in cattle, BRD might be the first thing that comes to mind. But K-State veterinarian Greg Hanselcheck warns that pre-weaning pneumonia can pose quite the risk as well. Hanselcheck explains the two syndromes commonly seen.
One is an early spring pasture pneumonia outbreak between April and the end of June, and then the other syndrome starts end of August, September, into October. Early pasture pneumonia, it's typically in herds that do things like estrus synchronization, or they process a castrate and brand large groups of animals at the same time. And what we think is that the calves are exposed to large amounts of adult cow bovine respiratory disease pathogens during this processing and during this synchronization. For those herds in late, a lot of those herds creep feed, and maybe that's the same thing. We've got a lot of calves in a very confined area around the creep feeder. Other things we think about is the stress of temperature fluctuations. And then sometimes we deal, especially in Kansas, we'll have dry conditions where there's dust. And we know that dust can predispose these animals to bovine respiratory disease.
Hanselcheck goes on to explain the risk factors for producers to be aware of this season.
We see a higher incidence in male calves. And that's true in other species. It looks like calves from two-year-old dams, they seem to be at a higher risk. And that kind of makes sense because the two-year-olds, the heifers, their colostrum quality is not going to be as good as a cow. They may lack the mothering ability, or they may go through a dystocia. We know that calves that experience dystocia, their immune systems aren't going to function as well. Other risk factors are larger herds. One of the big risk factors are herds that bring in calves from outside sources. Herds that bring in calves that may have a different strain of these pathogens or maybe a high load of these pathogens. Other thing is herds that experience a diarrhea problem in neonatal calves, they're typically going to be at a higher risk of having respiratory disease later on.
If producers in the coming weeks identify what they believe to be pre-weaning pneumonia, Hanselcheck concludes with remarks on best next steps.
The first thing you need to do is find out what the predominant organisms are. So if they're unfortunate enough to have any deads, then for sure have them necropsied, you'd have some diagnostics completed on them. But there's some really good tests that can be completed on live calves by taking nasal swabs. As always, they need to follow their veterinarian's advice on what treatment and what prevention program to be on. If they're not vaccinating for whatever predominant organism they find in their outbreak, then it's not going to help them this year. But for next year, they probably should add that to their vaccine program. And then the other thing is timing. Sometimes we need to time our vaccination in the calves to better match when we expect the outbreak. And some herds have changed that to maybe later on in the pasture season. That's when they vaccinate, and that seems to help.
with insight into the risks and potential methods to help mitigate pre-weaning pneumonia. That was K-State veterinarian Greg Hanselcheck. I'm Samantha Bennett, and this has been Agriculture Today over at the K-State Radio Network.
Legends of country music from KMBY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.